This is a public service announcement. If you are planning on coming into the music industry, you better have balls of the industry. Stay very far away. Okay, trust me, you'll thank me later.
You should have listened to your parents, teachers, friends when they said you must be dead in the head, a higher than a deadhead, or rebelling like a child sent to bed and fed. All the advantages that you have been given for you to choose as a living to pursue music about as amusing as the muse of a kitten to whomever's the opposite of a cat lady. So dumb it couldn't be more done if it was sung by a fat lady. A crack baby stands a better chance of advancing to the head of a Mandarin class, getting a pass to study dancing in Nanjing than you do to put one or two of your boo-hoo songs up on YouTube in hopes of opening up for you too. After being discovered by the brother of some Hollywood Jew who happily introduces you to a veritable who's who of industry types. This industry hype is only seen in movies and TV. It's about as fruitful as hunting for snipe, believe me. It's not enough to be a wonder like Stevie or a king like BB. You also need God on your side like BB and CC. Whining about your undiscovered talents, a waste of breath. Finding other talents beside the points, a taste of death. The life of an artist is amongst the hardest that one can choose. Those who go the farthest are the ones without a ton to lose. It's not for those who mostly wanna pay the bills and Sunday snooze. It's more for those who never had more fun than when they sung the blues. And if like tongue and groove you're not yet endlessly bored with this, allow me to continue to explain what a whore this usurps the chorus. Woe to the poor bastard enamored of a lyre and flute, looking back into the disaster at your life while tempted to file in suit. But sadly no one successfully sued the daughter of a god and goddess, despite the fact she gets fools more hot and bothered than ripping off a bodice. Such the mere mortals must by comparison be belittled. The only way to date a musician is to play second to their fiddle. And most people understandably will be damned if they'll be so harmfully in position. Even most musicians don't like to play harmony, which means either a lonely life or a lonely wife or a husband. And after years of splitting ears in silence, you'll hear buzzing or high-pitched tones beside which phones ring sound bassy, able only to imagine the immaculate majesty of Duke Ellington and Count Basie. Years of your life spent on the road driving a van, the highlight of your night is high-fiving a fan. Day after day playing every Jew joint from up north to Dixie, stiff by every limp dick club owner, paid munition beer and whiskey. Your manager, the booker, the promoter, club owner, bouncer, bartender, sound guy, all got paid. In other words, you got felt, but feel lucky if you got laid. She's not as hot as you thought, but you stay in the bed of the creepy hag. Rather than spend the night on some stranger's sticky floor in your sleeping bag, the cash from the single city you sold pays for gas to the next town. And strangely enough, if you should give up, you should make space for the next clown. There's 20,000 bands from your own town that kill to be where you are. And where you kill to be, you're starting to realize ain't really too far. Maybe it's not too late to become an accountant.